Forget everything you think you know about your brain. Turns out, that squishy, mysterious masterpiece between your ears is a lot weirder, more wonderful, and downright deceptive than you ever imagined. Get ready to dive deep into the science and the surprises behind your mind with our new series, Brain Myths Explained. We'll shatter common misconceptions, separating the mind-blowing truth from the recycled hype. Along the way, you will discover that your brain isn't always as rational, as objective, or even as awake as you might believe. Think you know how memory works? Think again. Are you using only a fraction of your brain's potential? We'll delve into the latest in neuroscience, uncovering how even the most basic of brain functions are far more nuanced than popular culture would have us believe. From the strange world of dreams to the surprising downsides of multitasking, we're going to dissect how our brains shape our reality and often how they trick us in the process. We'll explore how technology might be rewiring our minds and whether the boundary between human consciousness and that of other creatures is as clear-cut as we once assumed. Buckle up, because this is a journey into the depths of what makes you, well, you. Along the way, you might learn something surprising about yourself and gain a newfound appreciation for the extraordinary organ that makes it all possible. Welcome, my friends, to this premium episode from English Plus Podcast, where we're going to talk about brain myths. 24 brain myths, to be exact. Now, if you want to listen to the entire episode, you can do that by becoming a premium member on Patreon, or you can subscribe directly on Apple Podcasts. And now, without further ado, let's start with our very first brain myth for today. And the next question we're going to answer is your brain perfectly designed? That's coming next. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Okay, grab your headphones and get ready for a mind bender. Have you ever stopped to think about the squishy, wrinkly command center perched between your ears? Yeah, that's your brain. And let me tell you, folks, popular culture just loves to spin stories about how perfect it supposedly is. But here's the deal. Is it really a flawless masterpiece of biological engineering? Spoiler alert, nope. Let's start by tearing down one of the biggest whoppers out there, the myth that our brains and bodies evolve together in a harmonious, perfectly calibrated dance. Picture this instead. Your brain is like that eccentric uncle who always shows up at family gatherings packed into a tiny clown bar. The car was built for, like, two people max. And yet, there's your uncle plus a bunch of his weird inventions. All stuffed in there haphazardly. It gets the job done, sort of. But let's get real. It's far from ideal. Our brains didn't evolve in isolation. They grew and transformed within the constraints of our existing bodies, which were shaped by countless generations of ancestors. This means loads of quirky workarounds and compromises. For example, the nerves controlling our larynx, your voice box, take a ridiculously roundabout journey. They loop down all the way into the chest and back up to the throat. Why? Because our fish ancestors had a very different body layout. This detour makes absolutely zero sense in our current form, and surgeons have to be super careful to avoid this nerve during procedures. But wait, there's more. Ever wonder why wisdom teeth are the worst? Or why your appendix seems designed to self-destruct? Blame that whole evolutionary baggage thing again. These are leftovers from ancestors who had very different needs. It's like inheriting a house with a bunch of random extra rooms and a closet that leads nowhere. Not exactly optimal, right? Now, speaking of weird wiring, let's talk about those super intelligent beings we call humans. We've got these massive frontal lobes, right? The area supposedly responsible for all our fancy thinking and self-awareness. The thing is, those big old brains come at a cost. To fit them inside our skulls, our brains have to be all folded and wrinkled during development. See those deep creases? That's your brain basically scrunching itself up. Sometimes these folds don't form perfectly, and that can lead to serious developmental problems. Oh, and don't even get me started on the cerebellum. This little guy tucked in the back is supposed to be the master of coordination. And yeah, it lets us walk and dance, sometimes. But let's be real, humans are clumsy by nature. We trip on our own feet and bump into things with embarrassing regularity. A perfectly designed brain? I think not. So here's the thing. Our brains are definitely amazing. They allow us to think, create, and feel in ways no other creature does. But they are not perfect. Your brain is an evolutionary patchwork, a testament to the messy, unpredictable beauty of life itself. Could it be improved? Certainly. Does that make it any less incredible? Heck no. And now here's something to contemplate. If you could redesign a tiny part of your brain for better performance, what would it be? Would you boost your memory, your ability to focus, or perhaps a talent for learning languages? Let the possibilities spark some lively debate, and I will be waiting to learn from you when you choose to start this discussion. But that'll be the end of the first brain myth, and our next question, or next myth, is, are bigger brains smarter? If you want to find out, stick around, because that will come next. Don't go anywhere. Okay, folks, get ready to have your mind blown, because we're about to tackle one of the biggest brain myths out there. The notion that a bigger brain equals a bigger IQ. You know the old saying, size matters. Well, not when it comes to the control center in your head. Picture this. Imagine a world where the smartest person on the planet was a blue whale. Sounds ridiculous, right? But if bigger brains automatically meant superior intellect, whales would be writing symphonies and humans would be, well, splashing around a lot. Now don't get me wrong, whales are intelligent creatures, but they're not exactly composing concertos. It turns out it's not about how much brain you have, but how well you use it. Scientists use a fancy term called the encephalation quotient, or EQ, to get a better sense of brain power. It compares how big an animal's brain is relative to its body size. And by the way, the EQ here has nothing to do with emotional intelligence, because it is also used for emotional intelligence. No, here I'm talking about the encephalation quotient, the comparison between the animal's brain relative to its body size. So humans rock a pretty high EQ. But guess what? We're not at the top of the list. That honor goes to critters like dolphins and some primates. So if those guys are outsmarting us on paper, why aren't they building civilizations and launching rockets? Now here's where things get really interesting. It takes a lot of energy to maintain a large brain, and our distant ancestors wouldn't have bothered putting all that effort into growing big brains unless it paid off in a major way. Scientists think our outsized brains evolved alongside complex social structures and the need for clever problem solving, like finding food and outwitting rivals. Of course, everyone wants to know about Albert Einstein, the guy synonymous with genius. Did he have a gigantic brain? Well, kinda. His brain was on the larger side, but not by a whole lot. What set it apart was funky wiring in certain regions, particularly areas responsible for math, spatial reasoning, and creativity. It's a good reminder that intelligence is way more about connections than sheer size. Now, speaking of connections, have you heard of the G factor? Well, that's the idea of a single underlying measure of intelligence. Scientists have been searching for this holy grail of brain power for ages. Turns out, while some people are better at certain mental tasks than others, there's no one simple score that predicts how well you'll do on every kind of cognitive test. Looks like our brains just love to keep things complicated. So the next time someone tries to brag about their big brain, just smirk and tell them what really matters. It's those complex networks of neurons firing inside that truly make us intelligent. Are bigger brains impressive? Sure. But could we optimize brain power by packing more neurons into a smaller space? Or perhaps by enhancing how different brain regions communicate? That's where things get really exciting. Let's keep pondering those questions, and I would love to hear what you think, so let's start a discussion about that. But that's the end of this brain myth, and next, we're going to talk about something different, but also related to the brain, also another myth. Is mental illness just a chemical imbalance? If you want to find out, stick around because that's what we're going to talk about next. I'll be right back.
Love this preview? Ready to dive deeper? Unlock the full episode and a whole library of exclusive learning content by becoming a premium member on Patreon. Check the description for the link or subscribe directly on Apple Podcasts for easy access to all of our premium episodes.